pair of shorts that it chews. A baby with head covered by a toy frog. A cracked heel on a stiletto. These are artworks on display at the Whitney Biennial 2006, Day for Night. The title is taken from the well-known 1973 François Truffaut film. Day for Night is a technique using photographic filters to make daylight resemble night. Curators say the exhibition is more than a collection of fine artworks. It features important works that reveal certain artistic responses to a broad range of aesthetic, social, political, and cultural phenomena. The Peace Tower standing in the sculpture court outside the museum is an example. The tower re-emerged at the Whitney Museum as the protest of the Iraq War. De Suvero and the fellow artist Le Creator Venetia invited some 200 artists to participate in the project, each contributing an artwork on a 60 by 60 centimeter panel for display on the tower and the war in the court. In Black Star Press, artist Kelly Walker presents large-scale canvases of racial unrest. The images of a white policeman and black youth set at 90-degree angles attempt to portray a world turned on end. The digitally altered images splattered with abstract patterns in symbolic red, white, and chocolate mimic violence and contrast, merging ethical corruptions and graffiti pop. This year's Buck Baum Award and a $100,000 prize were given to Mark Bradford's untitled canvas. Layers of mixed media literally presented the pop culture constructed from his collection of paper material in the streets of Los Angeles. Whitney Museum of American Art was founded by Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney in 1931 with 700 works from her estate. Every 2 years, the museum hosts the Whitney Biennial, which showcases works of many lesser-known figures in the field of American contemporary art. Michael Hayes is the architecture curator of Whitney Museum.
We really try to have a kind of network so that we understand when young artists are emerging. Then we have an older artist that says, oh, you should go and look at her work, or you should go look at his work. So we have a kind of network of artists and curators to help us keep ahead.
Along with the biennial exhibition, this summer also marks the museum's 75th anniversary. It launched the Full House, Views of the Whitney's Collection at 75 this month, offering a new look at the museum's permanent collection. The entire fifth floor is devoted to the works of Edward Hopper, the artist most closely identified with the museum. Hopper's family contributed 2,500 of his paintings, watercolors, prints, and illustrated journals to the museum's holdings. Curtis Foster is the curator of the drawings at the Whitney Museum.
He was in his 40s when he really started to sell and really make a living at his artwork. But a painting like this is actually one he produced when he was fairly mature, but it's something that is typical. It has this poetic quality of light and a kind of strange timelessness and a sense of narration that is... you're not really sure what's going on, if there's something that's happened before or something that's about to happen after. The famous cinematic quality that Hopper is known for.
The museum boasts the world's largest collection of Alexander Calder, who pioneered the sculpture forms of mobile and stable in the 1930s. Applying the principle of equilibrium, Calder uses wires and beams to construct free-moving or completely stationary artwork. One of his most famous projects among the museum's permanent collection is the Calder Circus, a miniature reproduction of an actual circus made from wire, cork, wood, cloth, and other easily found materials. A fearless lion tamer. A race axe against the ringmaster's beautiful assistant. The hustle and bustle to care for wounded acrobat. Swords swallowed in front of everyone. Between Hopper and Calder, the Whitney Museum of American Art will be a hot spot for art lovers wandering the streets of New York City this summer. Elaine Liu, VOA News.